Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Have you ever wondered about the Grinch? Have you ever asked yourself, who is the Grinch? Well, this guy, the Grinch is his name, is basically the opposite of what you'd call a Christmas fan. He's grouchy, which means he's pretty much always in a bad mood, especially when it comes to Christmas in Whoville. Whoville is this super cheerful place where everyone loves Christmas. This place is like the ultimate holiday spirit because everyone genuinely loves Christmas. Now, the Grinch hates Christmas to the point where he can't stand it. This feeling is called loathing. It's like when you can't stand something so much, it almost makes you feel sick. He's particularly annoyed by all the noise and celebration from Whoville, and this is where he gets a bit sneaky. Sneaky means doing things in secret or a quiet way, often to avoid being noticed or to trick someone. It's like being clever and a bit mischievous, but not always in a good way. For example, if you quietly take a cookie from the jar without anyone seeing, that's being sneaky. The Grinch comes up with a plan to steal Christmas. Yep, you heard that right. He's going to pilfer, which is a fancy way of saying he's going to steal. But it's usually used for small stuff. He dresses up as Santa Claus and sneaks into people's homes to take away all their decorations, presents, and even their food. But here's the twist. After doing all this, the Grinch expects the people in Whoville to be super upset. He thinks they'll wake up, see everything gone, and be totally engulfed in sadness. Engulfed is like being completely surrounded by something. So he thought they'll wake up, see everything gone, and be totally surrounded by sadness. But guess what? The people of Whoville don't react the way he expects. They actually come out and start singing. They're still happy, celebrating Christmas with or without the stuff. This blows the Grinch's mind. It's an epiphany for him, which is a moment where something just clicks in your head and you see things differently. He realizes that Christmas is more about being together and happy than about all the material things. This realization changes the Grinch. He's not just grouchy anymore. He feels sorry for what he did and returns all the stolen items. He even joins in the celebration. It's a big turnaround for him, a sort of redemption, salvation, which means making up for the bad things you've done. So, that's the story of the Grinch. It's not just a fun holiday tale, but it's also about understanding and finding joy in things beyond just material possessions. It's a cool reminder of what the holiday spirit is really about. Plus, we got to learn some interesting words along the way. Thank you so much for listening. I will be back next Monday with a brand new podcast episode. Talk to you then.